Ellen Austin Lee joins me in the studio tonight. In this month of April, when, as a nation, we honor poetry, we're fortunate that Cincinnati's graced with many fine poets, and Ellen is certainly one of them. Her first chapbook, Firefly, has just been published by Finishing Line Press, and on this delightful occasion, we're going to talk about it tonight. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for having me.
It's good to be with you. So, what was it like to get the acceptance letter? I know you've had poems published before, but for this to be your first book?
It was a shock. Quite frankly, I didn't expect it. I put the collection together and submitted it to a contest, which I didn't win, by the way, but it was accepted for publication by Finishing Line Press. It was funny when I opened the acceptance because I barely remembered submitting it. So it was a bit of a shock.
So, Ellen, one of the things that, of course, will strike people's attention right away is the title page of your chapbook. And there's a quote from Jung that really immediately draws us into what these poems are about. Would you read that, please?
Certainly. You see, alcohol in Latin is spiritus, and you use the same word for the highest religious experience as well as for the most depraving poison. The helpful formula, therefore, is spiritus contra spiritum, spirit against spirit.
So these poems in Firefly are all centered around a particular experience in your life. Can you just tell us what the focal point is of these poems?
Yes, they're poems about my descent into alcoholism and addiction. The story is more about alcoholism, though, and my subsequent recovery.
So we'll start off with a poem that talks about, if you will, the descent. And this is the title poem.
Yes, it is. It's called Firefly. Last night, a firefly was trapped inside my bedroom, frantic fluorescence, neon green darting, looking for escape. Moments of illumination were dashes across a black page. I opened the screen door, tried to show her the way to freedom, how easy it would be to regain her life, but the firefly flew deeper into a trap, further inside her dark prison.
Thank you. So, do you want to just say a little bit more about what the dark prison was for you, how you got there? I think there's another poem in this collection about your mother advising you
to not drink. Yes, there is. I tried to, in this collection, tell the story really of a lifetime, which can be tricky in a chapbook because you're, you know, limited with the amount of poems you can use. But, you know, I do touch briefly in the beginning on some of the things that I think led me to become an alcoholic, or just this feeling of isolation and feeling different. But getting back to the question you had about Firefly, this was actually happened. This firefly was actually trapped in my bedroom when we were on a vacation. And when I wrote the poem, it just seemed that it was fitting for the feeling that an alcoholic or addict has when they know what they're doing is self-destructive, but they can't get out of it. So it felt like the perfect metaphor.
Yes, absolutely. I think that you must tell me if I presume too much, but when, as you have obviously taken another positive turn in your life out of the dark prison, so when you are setting something aside, leaving it behind, you open up a space in your life. And it would seem to me it's important to fill that with something, or the old can rush in again. Did writing play any part in that for you? Is it an ongoing part of sobriety for you?
I came to writing really probably 10 years into my sobriety. So the short answer to that question is no. It has given me, though, the ability to tell my story in a different way that I hope could touch people that perhaps feel shame and isolation around this topic. I'm very happy that I kind of stumbled upon writing, but I think you're right on about, you know, the fact that once a person does get sober, there does need to be something else to fill that space, as you said. And for me, it's spirituality. That's the path that I feel like has freed me from the trap that I was in. You've read the collection, so you probably gleaned this, but really the last half of the collection is about different aspects of what it's like to live sober. And for me, I find a lot of peace in doing things in nature. And I think there's a lot of that healing that I try to convey anyway. It's not all like, okay, now I'm better. Yes. This is great. It can be a struggle sometimes. I mean, there's certainly a lot of joy and there's definitely freedom.
In your acknowledgments, you acknowledge writing with and in a couple of groups. Do you want to talk a little bit about, because writers, maybe women writers even more than men, seem to find that an important part of their writing process?
To write in community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that's true. Well, that's definitely how I came into writing. You know, it's funny, when I was young, I actually fancied that I would be a writer one day. But just because of my character, I didn't have the confidence to pursue it. Let's put it like that. And I went into other things which suited me. I was a nurse for a long time. But I am friends with a woman that has been active in women writing for a change. And she had posted on Facebook sort of an open invitation to come to one of the classes she was facilitating there. So it was kind of impulsive, but I just said, oh, I'm going to try that. And just something clicked in me. That's really how I came to poetry, too. I mean, I write other things as well, but poetry's kind of gotten under my skin. I mean, I'm an addict, so I can say this, but I'm kind of addicted to it now. And it's good to be addicted to poetry.
Absolutely. I want to ask you to read one last poem tonight. This is, I would say, at the other side of the dark prison.
Yes, this is actually the last poem in my collection. It's called Resurrection. My hanging baskets are half dead. Lobelia greens gone brown with rare white blooms waving. 40 years after my near miss with death's unblooming, fading life holds me still. I pulled dried twigs and cut back spent flowers, fertilized the soil and drenched the containers. Now it's a waiting game to see if they can recover. I did, despite loss of blood and consciousness. What if that late night passerby hadn't found us, my love crawling on a curve in the road? My vital signs were flagging when I was wheeled into emergency, a firefly flickering in the dark. My sister told me I repeated myself for days after I opened my eyes, a song stuck in staccato. They worried my brain had been hit too hard to be what it once was. But I was patched together. I healed. I returned, green and growing. So I tend to dying things. I do not give up easily. I turn on the hose and soak the plants until water runs out.
Thank you. I want to thank you for sharing your inspiring poetry, your own resurrection journey, and thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for this opportunity.
I've been talking with Ellen Austin Lee about her chapbook titled Firefly, published by Finishing Line Press. It will be available in May. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.